Ladies and gentlemen, we have returned. We apologize for missing a week. I got a BBL surgery last weekend, so I was kind of bedridden. So we took a week off, but now we're back. We got a great episode for you guys. We're going to be talking, we're only doing one IMDb because me and Evan have been busy watching movies for the Oscars.
Yeah.
We're only doing one IMDb, so we're doing Downfall. We are also reviewing Captain America Civil War, top tier Marvel. I think I actually moved it up to my number one.
That's crazy.
Let's see. Yeah, it's at number one. And yeah. Doctor Strange, which was a real pleasant rewatch. Scott it's Derrickson. So there's going to be lots of Scott Derrickson talk today. Because you know he directed The Gorge, right?
I do, yeah.
So we got a lot of good stuff for you today. Upcoming episodes, so Wednesday. We haven't released an episode on a Wednesday in a long time. It's going to be a throwback. We did this a year ago. Same people, me, Evan, my brother-in-law, AJ. We are going to be giving our Oscar predictions. It will be a quick episode. Us just going through the categories and being like, well, I would like this to win, but I think this is going to win.
Yeah.
And this is what should win. All that good stuff. So you guys can prepare for your Oscar parties.
Because we'll be right, you know. Just copy ours.
Most of the time, yeah. Yes. No, listen to Evan. Evan's the one that keeps up with all the movie news.
Just pick Anora for everything except for Adrian Brody. He's going to win. Because Anora's sweeping every single award ever right now. If it That's wins good. Big at SAG tonight, it's over.
Yeah. And then Friday, we got an episode. We're doing Dangal, which we were supposed to... Dangal, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
We were supposed to do that today, but we did not. And 1917, as well as... hold on. Give me a second. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Ooh.
And Spider-Man Homecoming. That week will be followed by Taxi Driver and what is that? Hold on.
Some weird poster choices on here. Let's see.
Like Stars on Earth.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, me neither. And then our Marvel movies for that week will be Thor Ragnarok and Holy Mid Black Panther.
Yeah.
I had a friend tell me they think that's one of the best superhero movies of all time. I was like, that is just the most ill take. And then we'll follow that up with Snatch and Bicycle Thieves.
Oh my god.
Which I've never seen either of those.
Bicycle Thieves is so good, but Snatch, that's a fucking masterpiece.
And that will go along with Avengers Infinity War. And Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Infinity War and Snatch in the same week. It's just... Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's what we got coming up. Please join us for all those. Or don't. You know, I don't really care. no, please. It's great for you guys to listen along, you know? We're getting there on the IMDb episode. You know, I remember when me and Jagger started at 250, and now we're at like 120 or something. It's freaking crazy. Yeah, so that's what we got coming up. Before we get into the episode, Evan, how's your week been? You want to give us a little Dark Tower update?
Oh, yeah. Alan, if you're listening, skip the book yammer. I know you don't read, if you can. I don't know. Yeah, I've been obliterating the Dark Tower books. I'm back on it. Finished The Drawing of Three. Fucking masterpiece book. so good. Oh, yeah,
it's been like 2 weeks.
Yeah, absolutely elite. Let me look at my Goodreads. I'm curious how fast I read The Wastelands. But yeah, drawing of 3, 5 stars. The quartet. The homies are together. It's just such a good time. Eddie, Roland, Susanna, the homies. Amazing. It's that book is fucking hysterical.
Yeah.
I was not prepared for how funny the Dark Tower books are. And that trend just continues into The Wastelands. But yeah, drawing like this series, I'll get to this dark spot on the series in a moment. But yeah, thought that drawing a 3 was amazing. I'll definitely reread the series like pretty quickly because I, or at least drawing a 3 because I read it over the space of like a year, like 6 months.
Yeah.
But I thought that was just such a good time. And then in 4 days, I read The Wastelands, Dark Tower Book 3. This book is insane. The world build, like there's a lot more world building, a lot of lore, and it's just crazy. You get with I don't want to spoil anything, so I'll like keep it pretty baseline, but there's a story set in New York that is just such good mystery, and the way everything comes together is just elite. It's hard to talk about.
The part where Roland walks into the pharmacy and that whole sequence.
Dude, when he goes to get the bullets, oh my god, it's the best. Shout out to Aston, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Man doesn't, he can't say aspirin. He calls it Aston. Yeah, I thought The Wastelands was just terrific. It's like even more, like this series is just, there, is it a fantasy series? Is it a Western? Who knows? It just mad genre blending. Stephen King's writing is so good. Susanna is just such a great complex character. And yeah, without saying anything more about her, her development's amazing. Roland continues to be the baddest motherfucker on the planet. Never forgets the face of his own father. Couldn't be me. You know what I mean? And I'm now also crazy cliffhanger at the end of book 3. And then people had to wait 7 years to see what happened next.
Mm-hmm.
I am just a little over halfway through Wizard and Glass, which is a sizable chunk longer than the other books.
I think it's the longest one.
I think it's like tied with Dark Tower 7. Like the Dark Tower. I have 13 hours left in it, so yeah, just over halfway. I've been powering through it. I started it like 2 days ago, 2-3 days ago, and I'm both enjoying it and really not liking some parts. I got into like past sexual tension into like straight up sex scenes today. And the way Stephen King writes any moments of intimacy, just, it's horrible. I can't stand it. I've learned that I really am not a fan of book sex scenes. Yeah. Like, he's calling Roland's penis like a throbbing steel rod. And it's like, dude, shut the fuck up and keep writing like other stuff. I get that you're horny right now, but don't let it reflect the pages.
Dude, I was like 15 or 16 when I read that book. Imagine me in, because I, most of when I read is in bed at night.
Yeah.
And imagine being in bed when you're like 15 at night reading that. And you're just like, I don't know how I'm supposed to feel.
Mild spoilers for The Dark Tower past book 1. Skip forward like 30 seconds if you don't want to hear them. Pretty mild spoilers. You know what the craziest part of this shit is, Trey? Is that he's telling these stories to, and Jake is there. And Jake's like, what, 11 years old?
Yeah.
Jake's just sitting there listening to these graphic ass sex scenes. Like, it's crazy. yeah. So I'm not loving it as much as I did, but it still has a lot of really sick moments. It's cool seeing where, like, where Roland, his character came from and how he is the way he is.
Sure.
And Cuthbert, Elaine, they're cool as fuck. Yeah. There's some interesting things happening with Rhea, which I'm enjoying. Yeah, so I'll probably finish that in the next couple of days. Yeah, and then in the Real Talk Discord, we're planning a Stephen King book club. So in March, we're going to read Misery. So I might take a little detour at some point and plow through Misery because I know it's really short.
Sure.
Yeah, and then in April, we're reading The Stand, which I'm extremely excited for because Trey has told me that the Man in Black is the central antagonist of The Stand, which makes me very excited and, yeah, can't fucking wait to read that. That's a long-ass book. That's a crazy long book. It's going to take a long time to read that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm really enjoying and I'm very happy with how much I've gotten back into reading. It's good for my brain, you know? Like, I feel so productive when I do it, and it's, like, fun to chat about. I haven't read this much since I was, like, 12 years old reading.
Well, okay, let's be honest. There's not a lot of reading. It's a lot of listening.
Okay, yeah, well, it's... whatever. It's the way I have to consume books. Yeah, I'm an audiobook guy. I get too distracted when I'm at home holding a book. Can't be done. But I keep running out of audiobook hours, so I might have to pick up an actual book at some point. But yeah, I'm really happy, and I'm gonna try and read some more. Cash, if you're listening, I will give Mistborn a second chance, I promise. Because I dropped that shit real quick. Yeah, so book yammer, done for now. Sure, there'll be more next week, because... Wolves of Kala, next one, right?
Wolves of the Kala.
Yeah, that book's a lot shorter than Wizarding Glass, so I'll probably...
Dude, I guarantee you, you're going to start it while you're at work and not even want to watch a movie that day. You're just going to play video games and listen to it.
Yeah, probably. That's not ridiculous.
The storyline is very similar to, like, A Man with No... Like, a few... For, like, A Fistful of Dollars.
Yeah. Let's see how long it is. It's a little bit shorter than Wizard and Glass. I'll get back soon. I'm probably gonna go listen to more of it when we're done recording.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but I've been good. Work's been pretty chill. We had the district regional bakery manager come in for a visit, and that went really well. He was very happy with the bakery, so that was good shit. Yeah, my girlfriend got a new car, so that's cool, because I drove it. She got a Mazda CX-5, very nice car. Yeah, so pretty chill.
Oh yeah.
How you doing? How's the documentary going? The short?
Chilling. Yeah, still in post-production stages. I've kind of been in video game limbo recently. I'm like a decent way into Jedi Survivor. I tried Avowed a little bit, but couldn't really get into it. It's too, like, too complex, you know?
I get it.
There's too many variables, and I'm like, this is too much. So... I played the Black Ops 6 campaign because I wanted to play a shooter, but I also didn't want to play multiplayer. And I was like, I don't really want to play Halo either. So I played the entire thing yesterday.
Fuck yeah.
Just bust it, because it's not that long of a campaign. It's pretty quick.
Yeah.
Absolute blast of a campaign.
Yeah.
The zombie level, you know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Dude, scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, crazy.
On so many parts. So yeah, I had a good time with that, and now I'm playing the Modern Warfare 3 campaign.
Hell yeah. Such a banger.
So now I'm just kind of like, am I just going to play through all of the Call of Duty campaigns?
Dude, most of them are a great time. I don't know if you've played the Infinite War campaign.
No.
Most slept on COD campaign of all time. It's amazing. Like, that game sucks. That's the space one.
Yeah.
The campaign,
the multiplayer is
ass,
dude.
The campaign is so good. I bought it just for the campaign.
Well, I'm going to play through all the reboots of Modern Warfare and Cold War and
Cold War's campaign's fun.
The Vanguard.
Yeah.
Nice. So, I'm having a good time with that. You know, I'm pretty sure, I'm like 80% sure I'm fired.
Oh, shit.
Right now it feels like I'm fired, but they don't want to tell me I'm fired.
Hmm.
So, here's what happened. The company, or the restaurant I work for, about 2 months ago, 3 months ago probably, I was like, you know, I was tired of being treated like shit, and I was tired of people not getting fired who need to be fired. And so I was like, hey, I quit, you know? And then they were like, okay, how about we just move you out of the kitchen and you can come work expo? And I'm like, okay, fine. That's great. Cool. And I was working expo, and then they scheduled me for two shifts on expo. And I had already asked for the 2 weekends for my surgery off.
Mm.
And so, and then the weekend after I worked expo, they didn't schedule me for those next 2 weeks. And then, and I was like, okay, what the hell? And so the day before my surgery, I'm like, hey, Amber, is there any reason I'm not getting put on the schedule? And she's like, I was actually fired. So then I texted one of my supervisors and I was like, do I still have a job? And she's like, I think so. And I was like, okay. And then I texted my kitchen manager and I was like, what's the deal here, man? Hadn't heard anything. I texted him like 3 times over the last 2 weeks, never responded. So yesterday I finally call Red Robin in the morning and I'm like, hey, is Reese in? And they're like, no, not yet. And I'm like, all right, can you just tell him to call Trey when he gets in? And whoever answered the phone was like, yep, I got it. Never got a call. So last night at like 5, I call. And I'm like, is Reese there? And she's like, yeah, I'll go get him. And then Miguel, the new GM, who I haven't even met,
yeah,
answers. And I'm like, hey, this is the situation. Can you, like, tell me if I still have a job or not? And he's like, this is what he says. It was like 4:55. So before I've worked there for almost a year. It is before the rush happens. He goes, hey, it's a really busy Saturday night right now, and I don't have the time to peel away all the layers of this. Can you call me Monday morning? And I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah, I'm just like, even if I call Monday morning and they're like, yeah, we'll put you back on the schedule, I'm just going to be like, no, I'm good. Yeah, I quit.
That's crazy.
Like, I've called out twice while being there. Twice. Once because I couldn't get out of bed, and the second time was because I was in the emergency room.
Yeah.
Well, that's there's other nice. People who still have a job there that call out at least once a week.
Yeah. Damn.
It's yeah. So that's been super frustrating and stressful. And now the unemployment anxiety is back.
Yeah.
You know, so hopefully I can find a job soon. Maybe I'll just move to Canada.
Come work in the bakery with me.
Dude, for real. That'd be the life if we worked the same exact schedule.
It's a good time.
Yeah. But yeah, other than that, I'm doing pretty good. Been checking off a lot of Oscar movies. I got my dad to watch some movies that we'll talk about later. Yeah.
Nice.
Movies.
You know, gaming-wise, a movie that I watched, I haven't logged yet, I need to, has put me back to playing a certain game. Grand Theft Hamlet has had me restart the Grand Theft Auto 5 campaign, and dude, it's so good. I've just been playing it.
Hell yeah.
Grand Theft Auto 5. Talk about that more later, but yeah. Movie news, it's just award season is in full swing. We got the Oscars next week. Very exciting. SAG is tonight. It was the Spirit Awards yesterday. Anora is fucking cleaning house. Adrian Brody's winning Best Actor at a lot of these too. So, I mean, It looks like Anora Best Picture, Mikey Madison Best Actress, and then
I'd be fine with both of those.
Adrian Brody Best Actor, Kieran Culkin, I'm assuming, is a lock. Best Supporting Actress, it's like, it's probably going to be Zoe Saldana. I hope not, but it's probably.
Should be Isabella Rossellini.
Yeah.
Between but we'll her talk and... more about that on Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah, we don't need to yammer a lot about it. Yeah, it's just, we've got a bunch of teasers for Daredevil Born Again, because that comes out in like 2 weeks, I think. Not even. Are you going to watch that?
At some point, yeah. I think I'm going to restart watching, because I never watched Daredevil Season 3.
Yeah, me either.
I finished Season 2, and I was like, fuck, there's no way they can do better than that.
Yeah, for real.
Season 2 with the Punisher.
Yeah.
With the court scene where he's like, I don't regret any of it.
Yeah, good stuff.
Oh my god, dude. Jon Bernthal. What an actor.
Yep. That's the man. I saw a set picture of him on the Odyssey, like, today.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I'm so excited for that movie, dude. Oh my god. Yeah, but next week should be very exciting for the Oscars. I booked off work. I'm gonna make a fancy dinner, get some champagne or some shit. Be fun.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm very excited for the Oscars. Yeah. But yeah, not too much. The movie, like, there's nothing good coming out right now. All the movies are shit. Hopefully that changes soon. I don't even know what's coming out in March. Let's see. We got Mickey 17, which I'm very excited for.
Yeah.
I really like the book, so that should be a good time. Magazine Dreams is finally coming out. That Jonathan Majors movie.
Oh.
That got shelved.
Weird.
Yeah. So that's pretty crazy. So hopefully... hopefully the movies start getting better.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, there's not like... I saw a trailer for this movie called Novocaine with...
Jack Quaid?
Yeah, Jack Quaid.
Shit looks kind of sick.
Yeah, it looks fun. So.
Also, weekly fuck you to Kevin Spacey for victim shaming.
Yeah.
Fuck you, dude. You deserve to rot in hell. And I was watching that video on TikTok, and I saw all these people in the comments like, yeah, who even is Guy Pearce? I miss Kevin Spacey. And I'm
Jesus
like,
Christ.
Nice. We got a bunch of people who are defending pedophiles. And
yeah.
Also, weekly fuck you to Trump for firing all these federal workers and Elon Musk. Oh my God.
Fuck Elon. Fuck them both. Oh, weekly fuck you to the United States of America because they suck at hockey.
That's true.
Canada, dude, it's our sport. I don't know what the fuck you thought was going to
happen. Yeah, but we also don't have goofy-ass accents.
You been to the South?
Oh, you betcha.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure, bud.
Canadian, eh?
You guys literally talk like that in Minnesota? Whatever.
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that. Yeah, sorry, crazy. Boots. Sorry about that.
Trump's been real quiet since talking all that shit.
I know. Canada, I'm so happy about it.
The patriotism in our store at work was crazy. They had that goal, the golden goal, on repeat all day. Felt fucking incredible.
Yeah, seeing that video of Trudeau celebrating.
The best. Just the best, dude. I love that guy. Just hanging out in a bar. I saw a bunch of TikToks and they're like, we went to go watch the hockey game and then we accidentally found Trudeau there too, because he was just at a random one.
Dude, that's sick. Good for him.
So, massive W for Canada.
Yeah.
Fuck Wayne Gretzky. Like, fake Canadian, honestly. Because he came out of the United States bench and he, like,
he came like, out.
Come on, dude. Can I say that? Yeah, fuck Wayne Gretzky. Yeah, all right. When are we...
Let's do some watch list.
Yeah, when are we going back?
We got
back
2 weeks.
Let's see here.
Oh my God. Did I talk about... I don't think I did. I think the last one I talked about was Alien Romulus.
Yeah. When was that?
The 8th.
Oh my God.
Dude, I haven't stopped thinking about the aim assist guns in that movie. So good.
That's a good movie right there.
It's a great movie. Should I start?
Yeah, if you want. Go for it.
Okay, number one, Sorcerer's Apprentice. Feeling like a rewatch of some peak. Whatever happened to John Turteltaub and Nick Cage movies? We got both National Treasures, Sorcerer's Apprentice. Just some peak, man. John Turteltaub, you're a great director. He did The Meg.
Oh, hell yeah.
Dude. Guy, he did Cool Runnings. Guy knows what he's doing.
We love that. Yeah. Man, Alfred Molina was in The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Dude, it's a stacked cast. Toby Kebbell is in it. Monica Bellucci's in it.
Damn. I might have to watch this.
Have you never seen?
I've seen it, but not since I was a kid. Like, dude, I probably saw it in 2010.
The shit is still gas. It's so fun. Yeah, Nick Cage is just like being his cool ass self in it. Followed that up with I Spit on Your Grave for a research project. Love me a good rape revenge movie. This was a bit heavy on the rape, in my opinion. But, you know, got to see some cool ass kills. Like, she seduces, like, later in the movie, she seduces one of her abusers and is like giving him a bath and then cuts off his dick in the bath. It's awesome.
Hell yeah. And I Spit on Your Grave too. She shoves a shotgun up this dude's asshole and rigs the trigger to the door, like the front door of this house, so that when the other rapist comes in, it'll blow this dude's asshole out and then hit him in the door too and just get a two-piece. It's crazy.
That's crazy. Dude, that's like the ending of I Saw the Devil.
Yeah, it is like that. I'm not huge on those movies, but
yeah,
like
were you gonna say something?
Oh no, I just I skip the first act and then just go to the revenge part. I don't
And then I watched The Report, which Evan, you need to make a separate list of movies I recommend to you.
I thought this was a TV show, like a miniseries.
No. It's a movie. You got Adam Driver, Annette Bening, John Hamm, Michael C. Hall. Damn. Tim Blake Nelson makes an appearance. Matthew Rhys makes an appearance. Dude.
I love that.
This shit, it's a well-written political thriller. You know? It's your type of shit, Evan.
Yeah, it sounds like I really like it.
Yeah, loved that one. Howl's Moving Castle from The Raffle. This was a rewatch. I'm sorry, Ian. Ian's part of our fantasy baseball league, and I got to talk to him a little bit today because we were all in like a voice call. It was pretty fun. I didn't know he was a child.
He's like a year younger than you.
That's not true. How old do you think I am?
I thought you were 21.
Yeah, he's 18.
Oh, he's 2 years. I thought he... Oh, yeah.
Howl's Moving Castle, excellent. Even though I'd already seen it, it was nice to have a rewatch. Emilia Perez got like 8 minutes in and I quit. I was just like, I'm not going to force myself to do something I don't want to do. that is one of my most popular reviews in a while, though. Yeah, I just said the fact that this might win Best Picture pisses me off. And then I watched Speed. Evan, have you seen Speed?
Of course I've seen Speed.
Speed is sick, dude.
Let me tell you how young I was when I watched Speed is that when I... Spoilers for Speed. When Jeff Daniels dies in Speed, I thought that he died in real life and got really sad about it. That's how young I was when I watched Speed.
Dude, I've seen it Dennis so many Hopper times. Is on one in this movie.
The guy, he's pop quiz hot shot. Oh my god, dude, fucking, that's man shit.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves is great. Young Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
Speed something dude, else, man.
It's the really the golden era of action movies where the big explosion at the end, they replay it like 10 times just to show you how cool the explosion was when the plane. Oh my god.
Dude, and Alan Ruck is in it.
Yeah.
Love dude, to see it.
Speed's a classic. 5-star. Would you give it?
5-star.
Fuck yeah. Don't watch the second one.
And then I watch, this is the first of the movies I watch with my dad, Observe and Report. It's a 4.5. This movie's fucking hilarious. It's also really dark, but it's also super funny. Ray Liotta is great. Anna Faris is hilarious. Michael Pena is gold in this movie.
Yeah, just he's a really funny.
Really good time. Evan, I watched one that you've watched.
I don't know why you watched this. I saw
it. I don't know either. I stopped halfway. I didn't watch it all the way through. I didn't finish it. I was like,
did you watch this with your dad too?
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it was awful.
Have you seen my review for this movie?
Yeah, I have. Because I remember you called me while you were at the drive thru at Wendy's. You're like, I still got this movie playing at home.
It was such a piece of shit.
Yeah, I finally watched...
didn't say the name of it.
Oh, The COVID Killer. Yeah. I finally watched Jagger's most logged movie on Letterboxd, Oh Hello on Broadway, the comedy special with Nick Kroll and John Mulaney. This was fine. You know, I just didn't find it as funny as other people do.
Holy shit.
He has it logged like 20 something times.
I don't rewatch comedy specials that often.
There's a few I'll rewatch.
Oh, is it like skits?
No, it's like a Broadway like comedy show.
Yeah.
It's fine. Checked off another 2024 release that Evan recommended to me because I'm a good friend and watch the movies he recommends to me. It's What's Inside.
That was a fun movie.
Dude, what'd you rate it?
I think I gave it a 4.
Okay, I gave it a 4.5.
The editing is so good.
Yeah, I loved this. It was really, really fun.
Yeah, had a great time with that. A cool little horror. it was like a Netflix release, I think. And it's about these friends who get together and they have this machine that allows them to swap bodies. And then it turns into a little murder mystery. Oh, it's a great time. Highly recommend that one.
Yeah. Oh, and my dad gave Observe and Report a 4.5. And then we watched Long Legs. I forced my dad to watch it. He's like, it looks scary. And I'm like, it's not that scary.
No, it's not.
He really liked it. 4 stars.
I was surprised. I forgot your dad's not like a huge horror fan.
He loves a good slasher. Tell you that much. He just doesn't. Him and my mom are pretty religious. So they just don't like the demons and shit right. like that.
Yeah.
I
was talking to your dad and he was like, he gave me his ranking. I was kind of surprised that Long Legs was below Observer Report, but that makes sense.
Yeah. And then we followed that up.
It's still a 5 for you, right?
Yeah, it's my number one of 2024.
Fuck yeah.
And then we followed that up with Sicario, which he had never seen.
It's so good.
He made his first joke about coming to move. I was like, Dad, if... you want to be one of the boys. You got to make jokes about jacking off to movies. He's like, what? No. And later that night, after we played Sicario, or watched Sicario, we were playing a board game, and like the word release came up. And he was like, yeah, I almost released during that border scene. And I was like, no!
Fuck yeah.
Because that is the best scene in the movie. Yeah. It's
one of the best scenes Denise ever directed.
Oh my god, dude. Followed that up because I was feeling it. Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl, 5 stars. Incredible. It's so fun. Gore Verbinski is low-key one of the most underrated directors.
For real.
Evan knows exactly why. He showed me why.
I sure did. I've been trying to get... I was gaslighting Rob in the Real Talk Discord, I think, to watch it. I can't remember.
What does Remy have?
He has it at a 4.5.
Dude,
knows
of course
ball.
He does. Of course he does. And then I watched another Nick Cage movie called Stolen with... All these shitty Nick Cage movies have a bunch of, like, the most random B-list actors. This one had Josh Lucas, Malin Ackerman, and Danny Houston. Dude, this shit. God, I just love Nick Cage. He makes the goofiest shit. This was a really good time. I watched this horror movie called A Dark Song. Which was not that great. I can see the appeal, but it just wasn't for me.
Mm-hmm.
In the Heat of the Night. They call me Mr. Tibbs. Sidney Poitier. What's his face is in it? Rod Steiger.
Jay has called me multiple times to tell me to watch this movie.
I did, but that's really because I forgot I called you the first time to tell you to watch it. Dude, that's what drugs will do to you, man. Yeah. In the Heat of the Night, everybody needs to watch that. It's sick as fuck. Norman Jewison directed it, the same guy who did Moonstruck and
nice.
Justice for All, Rollerball. Let's see. They call me Mr.
I need
Tibbs.
To watch it. I need to.
Rewatched A Clockwork Orange. Bumped it up to a 5.
I saw you did that. Very disappointed.
Really because of the score. The score, the theme is just top tier, man.
Yeah.
I watched The Brutalist. 4 stars, you know, not my favorite. The epilogue brought it down. It was on track to be a 4.5, but the epilogue brought it down to a 4 because it was so shitty. I don't think Adrian Brody should have been best actor. I think Felicity Jones and Guy Pearce and Joe Alwyn steal the show easily. It was okay. Freeheld. God, I have so many. This is made by a documentarian who came and spoke to my film class, Cynthia Wade. This is a really interesting documentary, really sad. Sunshine was was last week's raffle pick for me. Shit's fire. Love the Mark Strong cameo. Yeah. Really, really cool. Visuals are incredible.
Yeah.
Decided to rewatch Tron Legacy while I made biscuits and gravy. I sent Evan a video of that. Just the best night. Tron Legacy. Yeah. Guess what, Evan? It's still fucking awesome.
Yeah, I need to rewatch it. I've only seen it once.
Dude, it's top tier. I watched The Gorge. This is my first 2025 release. You know, really good. I think it struggles tonally and like trying to decide what it wants to be. But Anya Taylor-Joy's Russian accent really worked for me, and you know, can't go wrong with Miles Teller.
Yeah, I got halfway
cool visuals.
Yeah, it looks good. Remy, I was talking to him about it, and he said that like. I only got to the halfway point where there's like a tonal switch. And he said from that point on, the movie looks like absolute dog shit. I don't know if you agree.
I think it looks fine.
Yeah. I'll get back to it. I was in a very heated, excuse me. Sorry. There was a heated poll in the Real Talk, Discord to, pick the weekly movie review between Umbrellas of Cherbourg and Skyfall, and Shout out Will. He was like, I'll switch my vote to Umbrellas of Cherbourg if you watch Cinema Paradiso right now. So I turned off the Gorge and immediately watched Cinema Paradiso.
Yeah.
But I didn't turn it off because I was disliking it, so I will get back to it.
Hell yeah. After that, I watched Nickel Boys. This is my number three movie of the year. It was fucking immaculate. This is a movie that tries to help you understand other people's experiences. And I think the POV point of view, like the angle, it was a great use of that, especially helping drive it home its themes. I think this is the best last final 10 minutes of a movie ever. No, not ever, but like this last year. The montage was incredible. Totally made me cry. Incredible movie. Followed that up with September 5. Holy peak. This shit was so good. Peter Sarsgaard is incredible. John Magaro, I think that's how you say his name. He was incredible. Holy cow. Great script. Really, really well written. I love movies like this. Really, really enjoyed it. Let's see. And this morning I watched The Wild Robot. Nothing new here. Kind of felt like they were trying to like recapture the magic of the Iron Giant when the Iron Giant is like infinitely better. Because it's like one of the greatest animated movies of all time, if not the greatest.
What'd you give it?
I gave it a 3.5.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a whole bit where the possum mom is like talking about how many kids she had, and she's like, I have 7 kids, and then off screen you hear one of her kids squeak and like a bear, and she's like, I have 6 kids. And it's like so nonchalant. Yep, one of my kids just died, you know. It's really funny. But that's my diary. That was a lot. Evan, go ahead.
I got a lot too. Nickel Boys, totally agree. It's really unique. Like, the story isn't unique. It's a coming of age movie, deals with racial topics and stuff like that. But dude, it just it hits different. Very unique experience. I think I talked about Unstoppable, but shout out to that movie. Tony Scott, man. What a fucking good time.
You still haven't watched Top Gun. Again, we're going to go back to this, how you don't watch movies that I recommend you ever.
I don't want to watch Top Gun because I know it's not going to be as good as Top Gun Maverick. And it's like,
it's still good. Like, I know, like, the first Avenger isn't going to be as good as Civil War or Winter Soldier. But guess what, Evan? Watch it. And that's not even the problem. You don't watch movies I recommend you.
Okay, well, we're going to get to that because I did watch one.
Oh, you did?
Well, we talked about it. You didn't recommend it to me directly, but you'd seen it. And I remember you telling me that it was
good. Oh, that doesn't count.
Fuck off.
What do I have to do?
I'm getting there. Hold on. Let me see if I have anything in here that you recommended to me. No. I'll watch Top Gun. I'm off work tomorrow.
If you don't want to watch Top Gun, don't watch Top Gun. Watch like Tombstone or...
I do want to watch Tombstone.
The Report.
I do want to watch those too.
There have just been other ones that I've recommended to you.
Yeah. And I want to watch In the Heat of the Night. I'll watch one tomorrow. I'll watch one tomorrow for sure. I'm sorry.
I can guarantee you, though, that all three of those, The Report, Tombstone, and In the Heat of the Night would be 5s for you.
Probably, honestly.
Remember who recommended The Dark Tower to you?
Yes, but I did start it before I had met you.
That's fair.
But I'd only read the first book. But you're very right about it. Anyway, little side tangent.
Sorry.
That's okay. I'm a bad friend.
You're not a bad friend. No, you're
I'll watch one of them tomorrow. I watched Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, and
top tier.
It's a fun movie, but I really don't love how long the love spell Ron thing goes on for. I think that overstays its welcome a little bit. It's still a 4.5 for me. Yeah, it's my lowest rated Harry Potter movie, I think. It's tied for lowest with Philosopher's Stone.
That's crazy.
I have 2 4.5s and the rest of them are 5s.
I think this is my like second or third favorite Harry Potter.
Yeah. That team tends to be, it was when I first watched it on like rewatch when I was adult. Yeah, but it just kind of, I don't think it's as entertaining, and it's really long. I mean, most of them are long as fuck, but the pacing's always great in Harry Potter. I give it a 4.5. Then I watched Flight Risk. It was shit. Very boring. Just that. I gave it a 1.
Yeah.
Not my lowest of 2025. I'll get to that in a little bit. Then I watched another, I guess this is 2024. I watched Steven Soderbergh's Presence. I fucking loved it. Really, really cool. It's like a ghost story, but not as like introspective and sentimental as that movie is. This one's like a family drama. And I really enjoyed it. I gave it a pretty high 3.5. I think the cinematography is fantastic. Like Steven Soderbergh sprinting around this house with a camera in his hand. Oh, he did a great job. It looks really good.
The Sean Fennessy on the big picture did an interview with him about the movie, and it's really interesting.
I've checked that out. Yeah, I love him as a director. Like, I glaze most of his movies. This was really cool.
Have you watched Out of Sight? With George Clooney and Jennifer Lopez?
No.
Add that to the list of 5-star movies that...
Okay.
I'm recommending to you. Out of Sight might be better than Ocean's 11.
Okay, this might be what I watch tomorrow then. Because, yeah, I fucking love Steven Soderbergh. Is it a heist movie?
Yeah, and you know who else is in it? Steve Zahn.
Oh, what?
Dude, and he is so good. That's my guy. I love Steve Zahn.
Holy shit. Catherine Keener, Steve Zahn, Don Cheadle, Ving Rhames, Albert Brooks. Louise Guzman's in it too? Oh my god.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm watching that tomorrow.
Dude, Out of Sight is so good.
That sounds sick as fuck.
And Jennifer Lopez, it's the only movie I've ever watched where Jennifer Lopez is actually good.
That's crazy. Yeah. I can't wait. I'm definitely watching that. I love Steven Soderbergh, dude.
Dude, Out of Sight. Oh man, I'm so excited to hear what you think. I think I either have it at a 4.5 or a 5. On rewatch, it'll probably be a...
Maybe I'll see if Beth 5. Wants to watch it tonight. Might be able to convince her. And then I watched The Deathly Hallows Part 1 and 2 back-to-back. I raised The Deathly Hallows Part 1 a full star. I raised it from a 4 to a 5. The cons severely are outweighed by the pros. Like, I don't love... everyone being a little bitch boy with the like amulet thing they're wearing. The Horcrux. It's annoying. But
have
the rest
you ever
of
read
it,
the books?
I've read them as a kid. I don't remember them.
Dude, you gotta reread those now that you're back into reading.
I'm in the middle of the Dark Tower and it's gonna take me a while to get through it. I'm trying to
I mean,
power
with
through.
The pace you're going through Wizard and Glass, I don't think so.
Yeah, but the thing is, this is going to get a very, this is going to become an expensive hobby because my Spotify listening hours roll over on like March 1st, but I only get 15 hours a month, and Wolves of Kala is 25 hours long, and
holy
I don't get another
shit.
Audible, I don't get an Audible token credit thing, which I re-signed up for Audible just to read Wizard and Glass. I don't get that till March 20th. So I'm going to put them on hold on the library. So
there you go.
Yeah. But yeah, Deathly Hallows Part 1, there's so many fucking just epic ass sequences in this movie. The scene when they're in the room of requirement and it's just on fire, oh, it's so good. That movie just rips. And the ending shot of Voldemort blasting his, like, the Elder Wand into the air.
Yeah.
It's so fucking good. Yeah, that movie rocks. I was wrong. Then I watched Part 2. It's like 2 hours of just straight battle. Like, there's 20 minutes of dialogue at the start, and then it's just a battle for the rest of it. It rocks. It's amazing. When you watch Part 2, do you also, like, when you get to the Harry Potter, the boy who lived, do you just, like, find something, ta-da, like, whatever's near me, I'll just grab something stick-like with a Lego set beside me. It becomes a wand. Every time. Yeah, 5 stars. It's a fucking banger. Then I watched Remy messaged me and said, I found another one. And he was, of course, talking about obscure indie coming-of-age queer dramas. You know, I immediately watched that shit. This was called The Strange Ones. It's a 2017 movie. I watched it on Tubi. It's with Alex Pettifer, who was in... I knew him from I Am Number 4, like the movie adaptation of the book,
yeah,
that I read when I was a kid.
Is he like the lead?
Yeah.
Did you read that whole series?
Yeah.
That shit was so gas.
Yeah, insanely good. This was a really unique movie. It's not a typical coming-of-age drama. It's got a lot to dig into. I really want to rewatch it, especially because of how it ends. I don't want to say a lot about it, but watch it. It's like 75 minutes. It's really short, and it's on Tubi. Really good. I gave it a 5. I thought it was fantastic.
What's it called?
The Strange Ones. It's based on a short film, which I really want to watch the short film. And then I watched Civil War. We'll talk about that. And then I watched Your Name. I've been trying to watch more Ghibli movies, and they're just not really hitting. But I watched... Shit, what's his name? Makoto Shinkai. Suzumi, one of my favorite animated movies of all time. So I was like, I need to watch Your Name. And I watched it, and I fucking loved it. I thought it was exceptional. The visuals are incredible. The score is out of this world. The plot is, like, really entertaining, but also super heartfelt. It's, like, got the moments where you're, like, hands on the head, jaw dropped. Like, dude, Your Name is amazing. I loved it. 5 stars. It's like right there with Suzumi for me. I think both are excellent.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And then I watched Doctor Strange. Talk about that. And then I watched another Tony Scott movie. I watched Man on Fire, which stars Denzel Washington and... shit, which Fanning is it? Dakota Fanning. Yeah. I had seen this movie when I was a kid, and I loved it, and I hadn't seen it since then. I remember renting it at, like, Rogers Video. it's extremely over-stylized, editing-wise, super over-the-top performances. It's edited like it's straight out of the 2000s, which it is, and it fucking rules. He's a bodyguard, you know, alcoholic, fucked up past, and he goes to South America, and he's hired to be a bodyguard for Dakota Fanning, and him and Christopher Walken are like best friends, and she gets kidnapped, and he goes on a spree to find her, and it rules. And it like really clicked with me like 2/3 through the movie why I loved it so much. It's because this movie is pretty much Max Payne 3, and Max Payne 3, one of my favorite video games of all time. The editing is the same, very similar characters, super violent. Yeah, so Man on Fire fucking rules. like, this movie is so slept on. It has like a 36% on Rotten Tomatoes, like a real divisive one critically, but I loved it. Yeah, it's really sick. And then after that, I watched another Tony Scott movie. I was on fucking tear. Enemy of the State, Will Smith, Gene Hackman.
Love Gene Hackman.
John Voight. Gene Hackman is so good in this. You would love this one, Trey. This is a really fun movie. John Voight, Regina King, Jake Busey, Jason Lee, Gabriel Byrne, Jack Black's in it. Anna Gunn from Breaking Bad, Scott Conn. This is just a fun movie. It's a very race against the clock, political mystery thriller, but Will Smith's just like super over the top. Like, this is like one of those movies where it's like, this goes all the way to the top type shit, you know?
Oh, hell yeah.
It's super cheesy. Yeah, it's a fun time. It's on Disney Plus. I recommend it. I give that a 4-star. And then I watched one that I had not seen, but I was very excited to watch because I love cheesy garbage like this. One, Jagger Nelson glazes the fuck out of this movie. And I'm sad to report that I hated Twilight. I hated it. It was so boring. There's two scenes in this movie that are pretty funny. It's just boring. Like, nothing happens. And it's 2 hours of just, ugh.
Yeah.
So I watched Twilight 1 and I gave it a 1.5. After that, I saw Captain America Brave New World. And guess what? It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. It was pretty good. I teetered.
Also, another fuck you to all these people out here that are stunting on TikTok, acting like they know all this shit about Captain America, when you don't know what you're talking about. Captain America doesn't represent America. He represents freedom and equality for all.
Spit. I went in with rock bottom expectations for Captain America Brave New World. Like, I was expecting a 1.5. It's very watchable. There's the action is way better directed than I had expected. It's pretty much the, like, everyone said it already, it's Incredible Hulk 2. This isn't really a Captain America movie. Like, it's a Hulk movie with no Hulk in it.
Red Hulk.
We get Red Hulk for 5 minutes.
Seriously, that's all?
The scene that's in the trailer is the only scene that he's in, and it's the very end of the movie.
How's Tim Blake Nelson in this?
He's amazing. He's the best part of the movie. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Samuel Stearns. He's fantastic as Samuel.
Aren't you glad you watched Incredible Hulk?
I sure am. Yeah, I really am. I think it's required viewing for this one. There's 2 action sequences that I really enjoyed. One of them, I didn't really pay attention to the trailers, but it was in the trailers. The one outside of the statue from Eternals, that shit rocked. It was really good. It was pretty good. I gave it a 2.5. I was kind of back and forth between a 2.5 and a 3. But yeah, I would watch it again. Like, I didn't hate it at all.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a pleasant surprise. And then on Valentine's Day, I watched a fucking heater, dude. I watched another Cinderella story starring Selena Gomez and Drew Seeley. Drew Seeley did the singing for Troy Bolton for High School Musical 1. And Jane Lynch is also in this. She's great. It was pretty entertaining. It was fun. Found it in the DVD cabinet, and Beth's dude, we're gonna watch this shit right now. It is kind of weird though, because she, like, Selena Gomez and Drew Seeley are the, like, romantic interests in this movie, and he was 26 when they made this movie and she was 16, so it's like kind of ick. Yeah, I know.
Ew.
Yeah, but it was a good time. There's a dance scene with a mirror. If you know, you know. Crazy scene. Good stuff. Yeah, a lot of tension with that mirror.
Yeah.
And then we're kind of feeling more sci-fi teen dystopian stuff. We've watched
Fifth Wave,
which
not was that bad.
Way better than I expected, dude. I thought this was going to be horrible. It's pretty good.
Well, Chloe Grace Moretz, or whatever, yeah. However you say your last name, she's great.
Yeah, she is great. And every single, when I was 13 or 14, whenever Kick-Ass came out, every single boy on the planet had a crush on this girl. So yeah. I got to live back some childhood memories there.
Well, and she was in the remake of Carrie as well.
Oh, yeah, she Carrie. Was. Yeah, that's not a great movie, but...
I've never seen it.
You shouldn't watch it, given your disdain for the good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fifth Wave, I gave it a 2.5. It was like, yeah, it was pretty cool. The CGI isn't great. It's pretty bad. And it gets pretty goofy at the end. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit, I get my laptop charger in a minute. So, yeah, that was pretty cool. After that, watch Twilight New Moon. This was a travesty. I gave it a 0.5-star. There's zero fun scenes in this movie. Except
Is the baby born yet?
No.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about?
No, maybe.
Oh, you'll get to it. You'll know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. There's a Tom York needle drop like 2/3 through this movie, and it was the best scene in the movie.
We love a good Tom York needle drop.
And then my coworker recommended this to me. It's called Wishmaster. Trey, you would fucking love this movie. This movie is like Hellraiser if it was way goofier. It's about like pretty much a genie. It's like this monster who gives you 3 wishes, and if you ask for 3 wishes, then he just takes over the earth and like rains destruction. And it's got the over the top practical effects of like Hellraiser and stuff like that, but it's just a full-blown comedy. I was reading that in the second one, because there's a few of these, a guy wishes that his boss would go fuck himself, so then his boss like has sex with himself to the point where he implodes and just explodes. Like they're super goofy. There's a scene at the beginning where this guy he falls over and his skin starts melting off, like it's super gory, and his skeleton comes out of his body, and his skeleton is just running around killing people. Like, it's super corny. It's really fun time. Had a great time at that. Gave that a 3-star. I want to watch the second one. Everyone's like, the first two are good, then don't watch the next two, because there's 4. So yeah, I would highly recommend Wishmaster if you want some fun practical effects.
Yeah, I just added it to the watch list.
Yeah, nice. And then my girlfriend found this movie. I don't know where the fuck or why she found this. This is called Spider Baby from 1967, and she doesn't watch a lot of old movies, but this was in black and white, and she was like, I don't know why, but I kind of want to watch this. And I was like, I don't even need to hear the premise, let's watch it. And this, it's like if you took the Addams Family and mixed it with Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It's really weird, like a super dark comedy, very creepy, on edge. Sid Haig is in it from House of 1,000 Corpses. We watched it on Shudder. It's 81 minutes, and you know, I would recommend it. It's a cool, weird little movie. She was reading the description to me, and she was like, oh yeah, it's about these cannibals. Don't worry, there's not going to be spiders in it. That was a lie.
Because you're terrified of spiders.
I'm terrified of spiders. And there's a scene where they feed 2 massive fucking spiders, and it scared the shit out of me. Not a good time. But I gave that a 3.5. It was pretty cool. After that, I watched Seance, starring Suki Waterhouse. This is the
shit
one. Yeah, this movie, highly recommended. It's really fun.
You know, I think I did recommend that to you, so that does count.
It was cool. I really liked it. I gave it a 3.5. She's great in it. It's got some really good gore, and the premise is fun. it's kind of like Scream, but also ghosty stuff. And yeah,
yeah.
I don't want to say too much, but you should just watch it. It's a fun time. It's, yeah, 92 minutes. Goes by quick. I wonder if this guy's directed it. Oh, he did the first... He did VHS, or he was in VHS 2. Oh, yeah. And then he wrote Your Next and The Guest.
Oh, Your Next is sick.
And The Guest. We love The Guest. Dan Stevens. What a fucking guy. Yeah, I remember she had given me a list of, like, we just went on a horror binge. She was like, okay, here's my recommendations. And I saw that the guy who wrote Your Next and The Guest wrote this or directed this. And I was like, I'm in. And then for the Real Talk Challenge, which is our little one movie a week, different categories.
Mm-hmm.
For this week, it was watch a movie with a child lead actor. It was a Rocco week. I watched The Cure, which is from 1995. And it's a coming-of-age road trip buddy movie about two friends. And it's set when AIDS was, like, highly stigmatized. You know, oh, don't touch that kid. He's got AIDS. You're going to die type stuff.
Yeah.
And it's about these two kids who become best friends. One has AIDS, and they go on a hunt for the cure for AIDS before the boy dies. And it sounds really depressing, but it is... It's not that depressing. It is such a joy to watch. There's so many funny moments, such a special bond. It's the screenplay is great. I gave it a 5. I fucking loved it. It's such a good time. Very easy watch. Yeah, watch that shit. It's really good. After that, I watched Downfall. We'll talk about it. And then I watched Cinema Paradiso. I was talking about that. This was like halfway through The Gorge. I knew I was going to love this. I don't know why I hadn't seen it yet. I thought it was spectacular. Just, you know. My review says, movies about loving movies really are the best movies.
There you go.
There you go. It's about loving movies. And then I watched Companion, which... it was fun. It was not as good as I expected. I gave it a 3.5. Pretty high 3.5. Sophie Thatcher... She's amazing in it. Jack Quaid, lovable. Well, he's not lovable in this. He's a fucking douchebag in this, but yeah, I wish there was a bit more crazy gore, but it was fun. I had a good time. Would recommend it. And then I watched a movie that a few people had spoke about called Kotoko. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but it's from the guy who directed Tetsuo the Iron Man. Mm-hmm. Suffering from double vision, a single mother tries to take care of her baby in the grip of terrifying hallucinations. Experiencing a nervous breakdown, she is deemed unfit to take care of her child and has it taken away from her. The only respite the mother has from these visions is when she sings. An award-winning novelist overhears her singing while riding the bus, and the pair subsequently develops a volatile friendship. this is a disturbing movie. It's a real tough watch. Yeah. If you're like trigger warning self-harm, if that's something you don't want to see, don't watch this movie. Yeah, it was a tough watch, but I enjoyed it. I gave it a 3.5. Didn't love it, but I liked it. After that, I watched Tetsuo the Iron Man, and I did not like it at all. I gave it a 2-star. I thought it was way too long because it's pretty much the same shit over and over again. And that shit is weird, gross shit. Which I'm cool with, but I don't know. I kind of got tired of it at some point. So yeah, watch that. Jagger was not happy about that one. He commented, this one hurts on a personal level. He was not happy about that one. And then I finally finished the Station 11 TV show, which is the one from that book that I read last month that I loved. Thought the show was excellent. I gave it a 4.5. It's on Letterboxd, so you should watch it and log it. It's very good. It's very Leftovers-esque. It's very Last of Us-esque. Not in story, but in like characters and heart. I like the book a bit more because the show cuts out a couple of really emotional moments, but it's a fantastic adaptation.
Mm-hmm.
I'd recommend both the book and the movie or the show to like everybody. If you like The Leftovers, watch this shit because you'll like this. And then yesterday, or two days ago, I went to go see Osgood Perkins' new movie, The Monkey. And I hated it. I absolutely fucking hated this movie. There's almost zero enjoyment to be had here, except for the opening scene and one scene in the middle that is in the trailer. people are like, oh, it's a comedy. It's Final Destination. No, it's not. It doesn't commit to being campy, and the script is so atrocious, but not in like a so bad it's good way. So you can't, like, there's not fun to be had, and the kills happen so incredibly quick that there's no tension behind them. Like, even Final Destination 4, which people unanimously say is the worst one and like a genuine bad movie, you have the pool scene where you watch the Chad character get his asshole sucked like by the pool drain.
Hell yeah.
That scene
hate it when that happens.
Yeah, for real.
Dude. So relatable.
Yeah.
So relatable.
Yeah. But even that scene is so built up. It's like a 2-3 minute long kill. And this movie just doesn't have that. All the kills are over in like a second or two. And it's like, they don't show you like a bloody aftermath. It's like, yeah, I was so disappointed by this. And my girlfriend also really didn't like it either. She was like, I kind of wanted to leave halfway through, and I was like, shit, I would have left too. Like, if I watched this at home, I wouldn't have finished it. I'm really, really so disappointed. I didn't go in expecting Long Legs 2. I went in expecting a cheesy comedy, and it just, yeah, it wasn't there. The opening scene, fantastic though. Very Tarantino inspired. I'll be super curious to see what you think of it, because it's pretty divisive one.
Yeah, because Jagger has it at, like, what, a 4.5?
He has it at a 4.5 over Long Legs.
That's crazy.
I know. It's crazy. Yeah, this is my lowest of the year. I wouldn't be shocked if it stays at the bottom. Yeah, really disappointed. And then I had to redeem that with some peak, so I watched Just Go With It, Adam Sandler, Jennifer Aniston. It's a great time. I find that Nick Swartzen becomes less funny and more irritating the older I get, or maybe just the more I watch this movie, because the whole Dolph Lundgren character used to be really funny to me, and I just didn't hit as hard this time.
That is crazy.
I know. I was kind of disappointed about it. Like, I thought my review just says blended, blended greater than Just Goes With It.
Dude, what about Dave Matthews as a gay guy?
Is that Dave Matthews?
Yeah, as like the husband of the other couple. Of
Nicole Kidman?
Yeah, that's Dave Matthews.
I had no idea that was Dave Matthews.
He's so funny.
What the fuck? He's in all these Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah, apparently him and Adam Sandler are like good friends or something.
Hmm. I want to rewatch You Don't Mess With the Zohan, because I always loved that movie. But yeah. 4 stars, still a great time. It's a classic. Yeah. That was my watch list. It was a long one, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a pretty solid... Do you need
to go get your computer charger?
Oh, yeah. Let me get my charger. My laptop's going to do it. Thank you for reminding me, because I already forgot.
Yeah, I got you, buddy.
Yeah. What do you want to talk about first?
Let me count us back in. Playing that MW3 campaign right now. Dude, also Adler?
Yeah.
Kind of a dope-ass character.
He is, yeah.
Is he in other Call of Duty campaigns?
He's in Cold War.
Hell yeah, dude. Okay. 3, 2, 1. All right, let's get into it. Let's bust out Downfall, because we have the least to say about that.
Yeah,
This was fine. It felt like a movie off the History Channel.
For real. I don't know. What did you give it? I gave it a 3.
I gave it a 2.5.
Okay.
It just felt like it was trying to get us to, like, sympathize with these, like, Nazi generals that are like, oh, man, is Hitler really crazy? And you're just like, yeah, he is. And also, so are you.
Yeah.
You're high-ranking Nazi officials. There's no reason for you to be like, oh, we didn't know.
Yeah. It goes for the Zone of Interest vibes where it's like, well, let's really dig into these Nazis.
It just doesn't work.
No, the performances are great. Bruno Gantz was really good as Hitler, which sounds weird to say.
Think the thing that good. Zone of Interest does is it doesn't try to paint them. It doesn't try to make you sympathetic with any of the characters, you know? But this does, and I think that's the problem.
Yeah.
But that was, like, the craziest part of September 5, was when the guy's talking to the German girl, and he's like, are your parents still alive? And she's like, yeah. And he goes, let me guess, they didn't know either. And he's like, after a minute of awkward silence, he's like, I'm sorry. That was uncalled for.
I might have to rewatch it.
It's good. Downfall 2.5. Not great.
The girl, let me pull it up. Who played Eva, Hitler's wife, whatever. She was really good. The pacing was pretty good for 2 hours and 40 minutes. I don't find it too slow. Julianne Kohler. Eva Braun, she was really good. The guy who played Himmler, man, and Goebbels, fuck. Everyone is very easy to hate in this movie.
Dude, so, and Baron von Strucker is in it, from Age of Ultron.
Is he?
Yeah.
I already forget. I'm glad I watched it specifically for the Hitler crash out scene that was in every single YouTube meme video from the 2010s.
I feel like every scene with him is a crash out, so I still don't know what scene you're talking
about. It's the one where he's crashing out and then it pans to the room beside, and there's like 30 people in there just listening to him crash out.
Oh no, yeah. Okay, I do know.
That's the iconic scene that's in, like, it was in the Smosh era, the MLG clips one. Yeah. That shows in every video. So.
Dude, shout out Smosh.
They're back, aren't they?
Dude, I still like watching their videos. Oh. They're great.
Okay, let me tell you. I gotta tell you a story. You know the videos that were like, what if the internet was real?
No.
It was like, shit. It was one where it's like people doing stuff they do on the internet, but just like in real life. So it's like, there's this bit where, not Ian, the other one. He's sitting on a toilet and he's on his phone and he just screams, I just took a shit. And I thought that was the funniest thing that I had ever heard in my entire life, because it was like, what if Twitter is real? So he just screams, I just took a shit. And 10-year-old me, maybe I was like 14, 13. I was like, that's really funny. I should do that. So I posted on Facebook, I just took a shit. My mom and dad didn't have Facebook, so my uncle saw it and told my mom about it, and I got in a lot of trouble for that one.
Like, mom, it's from a video.
Yeah, it was hard to explain. Like, I lost internet privileges.
You know what
that one.
Trey, young 10-year-old, 12-year-old Trey really did love? Aaron Doe, the Viner. You know what? Look him up. You'll recognize him.
Probably, yeah.
I used to watch his shit till like 3 in the morning. Just like Vine compilations of him. I thought he was like the funniest man alive. D-O-H. That's how you spell his last name.
I don't think I've ever seen this guy's Vines.
Oh. Oh my god. You got
blood on my carpet. No, I didn't, but I will. I'm gonna go through them.
I'll scroll. He's so good. And do you know what corrupted this young mind?
Tell me.
The kissing prank bullshit. The Chris Monroe. Do you know what I'm talking about?
What you're talking about, yeah.
Dude, every young fella has seen those videos.
That's crazy.
Yeah, little tangent we went on.
No, it's not over yet, because I've been, my TikTok feed has been absolutely consumed by outdoor boys. Do you know this dude? Mm-hmm. He just goes into the outback and camps. Super wholesome dude. And yeah, he just hangs out. He goes camping in like super like minimalist conditions, like tents, and does everything mm-hmm. himself. I'll send you some of his videos. They're so relaxing and chill.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Search that. Do you know the old time hockey guy? Well, yeah. Hello, buddy.
Of course I do. Fritz.
Dude. Is he Canadian?
I think so.
Actually, he's either Canadian or he's from like Minnesota or something. You know what has two things have taken over my TikTok page recently. One was is babies reacting to hibachi grills when they do like the onion volcano.
I've seen that
shit is so funny to me. and also British people reacting to American food is one of the greatest things. Oh fuck, this is the greatest thing in the world.
I love that's a good accent.
It's a biscuit and hello governor. Okay. Doctor Strange. This is our first I guess we did Ant-Man the week before. Doctor Strange. All new characters. There is no returning characters in this movie. I would like to point that out. Every single character in this movie is a new character. We got Mads Mikkelsen as the villain. Underutilized, in my opinion.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Benedict Cumberbatch. Mommy McAdams. Benedict Wong. Tilda Swinton. Chiwetel Ejiofor.
There you go.
Just a stacked cast.
Yeah.
Stephen Strange, maybe the biggest dick in all the land. Oh my god, he's the worst.
I could have done better.
You're like, oh my god, dude.
I hated that line, dude. I was like, fuck this guy, man. Shut up. Like, you're lucky to be alive.
Well, he kind of redeems himself. He like adopts like the Tony like lovable like asshole.
Yeah.
You know?
Arguably, maybe he does it better.
Oh, 100%. I think so. That's one of the... We'll talk about this when we get to Infinity War, but there's that whole scene where they try to out-douchebag each other.
Yeah.
Just use the phrase hitherto undreamt of? Are you really leaning on the cauldron of the cosmos?
I love that. Man, I haven't seen Infinity War in so long. I'm very excited, because I've seen Endgame a few times, but I've only seen Infinity War.
I saw that movie six times in the theater.
Yeah, you were saying multiple times a day.
Dude, top tier.
I think I saw it twice in theaters.
That movie experience was unbelievable. That was the first movie I've been to where people cheered.
Yeah.
Like, during the movie, and I loved that shit.
Yeah.
The scene where the train is going by, and you see a silhouette, and then the original Avengers theme song comes in, it's like dunna 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 dunna, and Captain America comes out of the shadow. My god, I thought the theater was gonna explode. Doctor Strange,
it's great. I love this movie. The visuals are fucking amazing. It looks so good. It's super unique movie.
Hell yeah,
it's sick.
Yeah, four the visuals, half, this is some of the best visuals in the MCU.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. And some of the best combat, honestly. Yeah. Doctor Strange, super solid.
It's, I think they, I wish they shaved like a little bit of training montage and added more Mads Mikkelsen, because.
Agreed.
Dude, the grin on my face, I hadn't seen this movie in forever, and the grin on my face when he's fighting Mads, and the cape is helping him. Oh no, he's mm-hmm. not fighting. Is he? Is, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and the cape is like pushing him to go towards the like freaking skeleton prison thing. And he throws it at, oh, dude, and it just locks him down, dude. It's so sick. The visual design on Mads is amazing. I love the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything he does is just the best. But yeah, it's a super entertaining movie. Very easy to watch. Super goofy ending. Gormammu, I've come. Do you like that?
What?
Oh, the whole time loop thing at the end?
I think it's fun, but I do think it's kind of silly.
Yeah, it is pretty silly. Yeah, it's just a fun movie. Tilda Swinton is so good.
Yeah.
But all the visual shit, like the opening scene with the buildings, and it just looks amazing. I wish, and we'll get to it, I don't know, whenever we get to it, but Multiverse of Madness loses a bit of the charm. And yeah.
Well, I hadn't seen the Evil Dead movies when I watched Multiverse of Madness, and I haven't watched it since I watched the Evil Dead movies, so I'm interested if my opinion will change at all.
Yeah. I'm excited to watch it again too. But yeah, I really love Doctor Strange. Like, I gave it a 4.5. It's
still
great. One of my favorite Marvel movies.
Where's it at in your Marvel rankings currently?
I think it's 3. Let me look. Yeah, number 3.
Wow.
I put it over Iron Man. I rearranged my list a bit.
Have this over Iron Man.
Nice. And just but for
it's
reference,
at number 8.
Oh shit. Okay. Brave New World is number 11.
Is that like so far?
So far. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's not terrible.
No, it's just below Thor.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but I could watch Doctor Strange anytime. I love the heart surgery scene with Rachel McAdams when he's in his mm-hmm. astral body. Yeah. It's just like, and he's like, he pops out and he's like, no, like, go just move it a little bit, and she freaks out. Yeah, that fight's...
Yeah,
like, it's just...
dude, she is...
Yeah. Yep. Crazy. It's just a fun movie. I think everyone's great. There's no bad performances. Chiwetel Ejiofor is great. It holds up. I feel like we're really high on this movie. 3.5 average. I feel like a lot of people are in the 3 to 3.5 instead of like 4 to 4.5 that we are.
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah. I'm surprised. Like 3.2 for my friend's average. It's a bit low. But yeah, fucking awesome movie. I love it.
Captain America Civil War. This is my favorite MCU movie. I'm saying that now. I know there's nothing down the road that will surpass it. This movie is incredible. Baron Zemo.
You love Baron Zemo, dude.
Dude, he's so good.
Yeah.
What's the quote I sent you?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. An empire toppled by its enemies can rise again, but one brought down from the inside, that's dead forever. That's hard. That's so hard.
That's like such a hard line. And also, we get the coldest line in the entire MCU in this movie, and this is probably the fourth time I've mentioned this in the history of the podcast. When they're sitting in the car, Black Panther, Cap, and Falcon, and Black Panther goes, "In my culture, the Black Panther has been passed down from warrior to warrior. And now that my father is dead, I also hold the mantle of king. And so I ask you, as warrior and king, how long do you think you can keep your friends safe from me?" And it's just like, ugh.
Yeah, he They needed more of this Black Panther in
Chadwick
Black
Boseman
Panther.
Cooked
Rest
in this
in peace,
movie.
Man. He's so good.
Yeah. Yeah, this movie's a blast. Who do you side with here?
Tony. Based alert, Tony Stark.
That's insane. That's insane.
Let us know down below.
I think if there was a point in the middle where they didn't have as much restriction as Tony wants, but they also were, like, kept in check a little bit, I think that's where I would stand.
Yeah.
You know?
That's fair.
Good character intros in this. We get our introduction to Spider-Man, Black Panther, Zemo, who we will see again in Falcon and Winter Soldier. Which, did you ever watch that?
Nope.
Oh, you should just watch it because it's Zemo, Bucky, and Falcon working together. And then it's Wyatt Russell as the villain.
Yeah. I probably should have watched it before Brave New World, but also...
It's really good.
Yeah.
You should at least watch it before Thunderbolts.
Yeah, probably.
Because both Wyatt Russell and Bucky are in Thunderbolts.
I think that's, April or May?
Also, quick tangent. How sick is the newest Thunderbolts trailer where there's shots of Sentry just turning people into shadows?
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
That shit is crazy.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, my expectations are now a little bit higher, given that Brave New World didn't suck.
Yeah.
I'll be the first one to admit that I was wrong about this movie. This movie's pretty fucking good. It's really good. I raised my score quite high. It's a strong 4-star for me now. It's my favorite Captain America movie.
I thought you had First Avenger at a 4.5.
I have it at a 4. I have both of them at a 4.
Oh, I have First Avenger at a 4.5. I'm thinking of myself.
Yeah. Both of them are 4s, but I think this one... I was catching a lot of flack for this take. I really don't like the tunnel fight.
Yeah, that's
crazy. Black Panther. I think
that's
it looks
crazy.
Horrible. The visuals are fucking ass. It looks like they're running on a treadmill. Because they probably are, but yeah, I thought it looked terrible. But after
that is what they are doing. I've watched the behind the scenes.
Yeah, and you can see it because the Russo brothers are not good action directors. But something happened because the rest of the action looks pretty sick. And the airport fight fucking rules. I was wrong. The airport fight is sick. I love Spider-Man in it. His dialogue is great, except for there was one we were talking about.
Wow, Captain America, I'm shaking your hand too long. This is great.
No, there was a Black Widow line that you told me that was really cringe.
Oh, where she stops T'Challa from going after Steve and Buck, and she's like, I told you I'd help you find him, not catch him. There's a difference, you know. And I'm like, oh, God, who wrote that shit?
Yeah. So, like, I mean, there's still issues, but that fight scene is so much fun. The Ant-Man transition. Dude, I love watching Ant-Man just fuck with people. Like, when he's inside Tony Stark's suit and he's just, pulling shit. And then...
This is your conscience. We don't talk that much anymore.
That was great. And... I love the... when they do the emergency flood of his suit, and it's like he's on a fucking water slide. That's just, it's awesome.
Well, and the you know, I might have something. Have you done it before? I did it once in a lab, and I passed out. You know, I could split myself in half. That whole sequence where he goes big.
Yeah, it's
so
awesome.
Good.
It looks great. He's just throwing people around like, dude, Falcon is not having a good time in this one. He's not having a good time in this movie. Or no, War Machine.
Yeah. Rhodey just gets fucked this whole movie.
Dude, does he ever? Because Vision comes and says hi.
Dude, and then Tony gets mad at Sam about it.
Yeah.
And you're like, bitch, that's what happens.
Yeah. Vision with the fucking ultra aim just beamed him out of the sky.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then like you have that, and then there's like another 45 minutes of movie left, and the rest of it is still really fun. You get back into the Baron Zemo stuff, and you get the fucking Cap and Bucky versus Iron Man fight, which is so good.
It's great. Dude,
it's sick. Dude, I love the shot when Tony's trying to fly away after Bucky, and Cap just snipes his like rocket thruster on his boot. It just looked cool.
Tony is such a bitch.
Yeah, he is.
He such is a child. Yeah, great movie, top tier. Where does this rank for you?
It's number 5. It's right below Iron Man. I moved it up a lot.
And you know what's crazy? Is that all 3 Captain America movies are in my top 5 currently.
Damn. My review for this movie, you did not like my review.
No, dude, that pissed me off so much.
This movie was so good that I dropped my Winter Soldier score.
Yeah.
So, I did have to... I had, for a brief moment, I had Winter Soldier and Brave New World at the same score, and I was like, nah, I can't do that. I gotta drop Brave New World. Yeah, my MCU rewatch really just looks like I hit shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all over the place.
Yeah. But
I'm having a great time. And what do we have next week?
Next week is Guardians 2 and Spider-Man Homecoming.
Right. I'm super excited to watch both of those, because I haven't seen them in forever. And they're both kind of on the divisive side.
Yeah.
I know. It's love it or hate it with Homecoming, but it's like it or love it with Guardians 2. Like, there's some straight up haters for Spider-Man Homecoming. Ian, we're talking about you.
Oh, does he hate it?
I think he has it at a 1-star. Let me see.
That's crazy.
Is it him? No, it's Jonathan. Yeah, so we'll see. I don't think I'll hate it like that. Jagger has it at a 0.5-star. Damn. You know, I'm not one to like give a shit about adaptation, because I'm not really a comic reader. So I don't give a fuck that Bruce Wayne's doing what he does in BVS. So I don't care about if it's a faithful Spider-Man adaptation. Is it fit in the world? Is it a fun movie? That's what I'm caring about, you know? Like, does it fit the vibes of the MCU? And Tom Holland sure does. And I love his suit in Civil War. I remember when the trailer first came out, and the only thing you got of Spider-Man was when he lands and he goes, "Hey, everybody." And the eyes do the shrink thing. And everyone's like, "Holy fuck, it looks so good." Like, I love the look of his mask, especially. It's just great. So,
yeah,
I'm super excited to watch Spider-Man.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you guys on Wednesday for our Oscar predictions episode.
And a lot of wicked slander.
Big time. All right. See you guys.
Bye.